Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. Whether you are listening live this Sunday morning, the 26th of March, 2023, or catching up on the recording from the CJMQ website. For those who keep a note of the Sundays that we pass through in Lent, today is the fifth Sunday, and next week is Palm Sunday. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and we're broadcasting to the eastern townships of Quebec and beyond. And I'm so pleased to have you here.
He puts flowers on the hills. Your cup he gladly fills. How can you turn around and say God is dead? But when your stories have all been told, there's one thing I'd like to know. If God is dead,
if God is dead,
who's this living in my soul? He gives a shelter from life's stormy weather, gives us love to keep us together. When life gets like a ship on a raging sea, and when the stage of life grows cold, somebody helps us play our role. If God is dead,
if God is dead,
who's this living in my soul? If my soul had windows, I'd leave them open so the world could see the ugly scars upon those hands that bled. The toll was paid on Golgotha's hill. If God is dead,
if God is dead,
who's this living in my soul? If God is dead,
if God is dead,
who's this living in my soul?
Let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we praise you. In the face of all that wearies us and worries us, your word echoes across the centuries with hope. As we follow the footsteps of Jesus in this Lenten season, his cross standing before us, we trust you are never far from our sorrows, walking with us, sharing our tears. You stand beside us when we don't know which way to turn. In this time of reflection, renew our trust in your resurrection promises. Draw near to us when we need you the most, with love that will never let us go. And so we will offer you our wonder and our worship in the name of Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. Lord, you know us through and through. We confess our memories can cause us to struggle with our faith. We remember difficult times and wonder where you were. We remember tragedies and ask how you could let them happen. We remember our own mistakes and wonder how you could love us. Forgive us when our memories turn us away from you. Remind us that your love never lets us go, and that its power holds us and heals us in every desperate moment. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Trust that peace and forgiveness are God's gift to you this day, whatever burden you carry. Be renewed by the breath of the Holy Spirit that will bring you into each new day. Amen. Jesus had a friend called Lazarus who had two sisters, Martha and Mary. They were not among the 12 disciples, but he loved them and stayed with them whenever he was passing through Bethany on the way to Jerusalem. One time, Lazarus fell ill, and they sent for Jesus, presumably to heal him. "Lord, the one you love is ill," they said. But Jesus delayed, believing that God had a purpose. But in the delay, Lazarus died. From John chapter 11 at verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied, "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." And when Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been shut in with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. And then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" And Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go."
is a place of everlasting joy and the tree of life. No pain, no disappointments there will hurt us. And Jesus himself
One of the settled things in this passage from John's Gospel is the love of God in Jesus. Whether it is in the time that he had spent with the brother and sisters beforehand, or the mere commentary in the passage, or the observation of the Jews, we know that Jesus loved Lazarus. Verse 3, so the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. Or verse 5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And then the Jews said, see how he loved him, verse 36. This is a given thing, that Jesus loved Lazarus. And however we deal with the story, we cannot say that Lazarus was not loved. The text won't let us. But it's a given thing in the good news of Jesus Christ too, that each one of us is loved by God. We each have a multitude of experiences in our lives. They have all shaped us for good and for ill. Yet the testimony of this passage is that in and through them all, whatever our experience, Jesus loves us. In the midst of a trial, God's voice comes walking across the waters of strife and whispers in our ear, "It's not strange. Those things are normal down here. But there's a better world coming," says a setting of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. There is not a pain, a hurt, or a tragedy, or a death that escapes God's attention. All life is significant to our Father in heaven. And we know this because we see the tears in Jesus' eyes and we hear the sound of sobbing. As the paraphrase says, he still remembers in the skies his tears, his agonies and cries. But it is when God does not respond in the way that we might expect him to if he really loved us that we are deeply troubled. It's when we wrongly begin to think that God does not really care about us. The fact that Jesus did not go to Lazarus immediately does not mean that he did not love him. It simply means that his plan had a different response. Did you hear the question that the sisters asked? "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died." In all honesty, I would say that all of us at one time or another have felt like asking the same question. "Lord, where were you? Where were you when I needed you?" And if you struggle with being that honest with God, I want to share another truth with you, that it's not sinful to tell God how you feel or what your doubts are. Did we not have that in the passage in verse 37? The questions that were being asked of the crowd amongst some of them, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" These open questions, these sincere doubts. It's not sinful to tell God how you feel, for he already knows, so you can't hide it anyway. Certainly we should always be respectful, but that does not mean to say that we're not allowed to tell him how we feel. In fact, some of us have feelings that we should share with him, rather than bottling them up. For God is more patient and accepting than we realize, and that's what Martha was doing here, sharing her feelings of hurt, perhaps even of bitterness, when she said, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." And Jesus answers her by saying in verse 23, "Your brother will rise again." And she says, "I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And maybe she was meaning something like, in the sweet, sweet by and by. Oh yeah, somewhere at the end of time, in some ill-defined, uncertain kind of way. But that's not what Jesus was speaking about. For Jesus makes one of the most significant statements ever regarding who he is when he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die." And Jesus then asks Martha the most important question that anyone can ever face. He looks at Martha in verse 26 and asks the question, "Do you believe this?" Jesus is not asking, "Do you believe in God?" He's not asking, "Do you believe in an afterlife?" He's not asking, "Do you believe in the sweet, sweet by and by?" He's asking, "Do you believe in me? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life, that all your hopes for eternal life are bound up in with me?" And how we answer that question determines our sense of eternal life, our eternal destiny. And what does Martha say? "Yes, Lord," she replied, "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." And out of that faith, Jesus worked a miracle, and he called Lazarus out of the grave. Her faith brought about what she believed. Do you believe this? That's a question for us too. Jesus did not mean that no one would not die physically. He's not saying that as believers we'll never pass through the gateway of death, but rather that the life that he gives continues even through death. Death cannot blot out the life that Jesus gives. Paul tells us in Romans, "I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Martha and Mary discovered that by believing in Jesus. Faith in Jesus as the Son of God brings about eternal life. Martha and Mary would not have known that had Jesus simply healed Lazarus, had he not tarried, had he not delayed. Out of the trial of their faith, and out of the faith that they came to believe, they discovered Jesus as the resurrection of life, not merely as a thought, as an idea, but as the transforming power of the world. It is not for all of us to know such a miracle as they had, but their faith encourages us to have faith in the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Lazarus' resurrection is a signpost to Jesus' resurrection, a bursting forth from the tomb for all of us, as the power of sin and death is broken on the events of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. For Martha and Mary, faith transformed the grave of their brother Lazarus into a place of life and light, and faith in Jesus can transform our dead and decaying lives and situations. I am the resurrection and the life, said Jesus. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
At last ended my Savior bleed. Cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Crimes that I had done, he groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden
Let us pray. God of the Valley of Dry Bones, we thank you that there is life after death, that with you there is always the hope of resurrection. God of the tomb and friend of Lazarus, we thank you that you call us out of dead places and spaces to live in fullness and to go with you to the heights and the depths. God of hope, you are the only one with the power to resurrect that which is dead and dying. We thank you that you do not leave us alone before the tomb, but you stay with us. You weep and grieve and mourn with us. And when healing means death, you wait. When death brings opportunity for new birth, you watch with us, and you call us to respond with your everlasting love as our support. Loving God, you are with us, and you do not leave us. In our grieving and despairing, you are attentive to our cry. In our waiting and watching, you are with us. God, in your steadfast love, we anchor our hope. And hear us as we gather our prayers together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you once again for tuning in to this radio broadcast, and I invite you as ever to join with us at 10:30 on Sunday mornings at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke for live in-person worship, or if you prefer, on YouTube or Facebook, where we live stream our services. Just to let you know, there'll be a service at 7 o'clock on Good Friday evening at St. Andrew's, to which all will be made most welcome. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.